Doom do 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 do. Hi, plant friends. Welcome to the intro of season 3 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hi, plant friends. Have you missed me? Because I've missed you. I've missed you, but at the same time, I feel like I've still been in touch with you guys on Instagram. It's so fun to know that people are still finding the show every day. And plant friends, I'm so excited because season 3 is around the corner. And I wanted to just drop this very short little message in your inboxes to explain what season 3 is bringing to you in just a few weeks. So I'm looking back on these past seasons, and I feel like season 1 was my original love letter to plants and my initial journey on going from plant killer to plant lady. And honestly, I thought would just be a small chapter of my life with like 10 episodes or so, which then grew into season 2, which was me realizing that this podcast and this community was a lot bigger than I had actually realized. And I kind of learned how to make consistent episodes for you guys, and I learned how to become a business, and now I feel like season 3 is where things are really going to start cooking, or things are really going to start growing. We've got a lot of seeds that are growing into big ideas and big plants that have been germinating for a while. So I've learned so much about podcasting in this last year, and I've learned so much about plants in this last year, and I'm just so excited to continue making these episodes for you in season 3. So in this little episode, it's just a heads up to tell you what to expect, and also a really fun opportunity for you to actually be featured in an episode or two for season 3. So I have a few really exciting announcements that I wanted to share with you ahead of time, so these announcements don't kind of cloud the actual episodes, because these upcoming episodes are amazing and I want to get to the goods when they air. So first things first, the content of Bloom and Grow Radio is going to be the same planty goodness that you're used to. It's just hopefully going to have a little bit noticeably better sound quality than before and some streamlined editing. So I really just want to make these episodes as enjoyable for you to listen to as humanly possible. I'm studying. I'm doing my best to try and continually improve the show. On that note, season 3 is going to be filled with episodes that are inspired by you and your needs. I am so thankful to all of you who filled out my listener questionnaire from last season. I really poured through these questionnaires, the incredibly thoughtful answers that you guys gave me, the comments, the data that I got from it, and I've made a pretty impressive list of requested episodes from you, and I'm really doing my best to find the perfect guest to get your answers and your tutorials for your top requested topics. So a few little teasers. I hope you get excited for episodes on Calathea and why the heck the edges are always brown. How do we fix it? Plants for low light environments, moving with plants, propagation of plants, plant specific 101 episodes, because I know you guys really like those, and more fun DIY tutorials and other what I like to call plant adjacent topics that I know you guys have been enjoying as well. So if you do ever have an idea for an episode or a guest you'd like to hear from that you'd find interesting, please go ahead and let me know by writing to me on the Bloom and Grow Radio website. So that's the first thing. Secondly, another thing you're going to notice this season, plant friends, we are entirely sponsored. Whew, this is something that I'm kind of in disbelief about, and I'm really, truly excited about, because the companies that I'm partnering with are all companies that I really adore. So in order for these episodes to continue to show up in your podcast player on a weekly basis, plant friends, sponsorship is the necessary next step for our show. But I just wanted to take a minute to let you guys know that I am trying to be as intentional as humanly possible as I move forward to having these sponsored ads and sponsorship partners. I want to let you know that I'm only partnering with companies that I really believe in. Most of them have products that I've already been using long before they've been my sponsor partners, and I'm going to do my absolute best to make the ads as fun for you to listen to and as seamlessly integrated into the show as possible. And not to mention, most of these companies are going to offer you guys really amazing discounts and gifts with purchase and maybe some community aspects. So it's going to be a really fun new addition to the show. And I'm excited to just tell you about some of these awesome companies, a lot of which have female founders that make me really excited as well. Thirdly, and this one is a big one, plant friends, drumroll please, Bloom and Grow Radio is hitting the road in 2019 for season 3. So, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that my whole life I've been a professional singer who found my passion for plants, or at least found my passion to stop killing plants, while I was in Cats the Musical on Broadway in New York City. So, that production of Cats is actually going to tour the country this year. And your favorite plant lady podcast host, plant friend, aka me, is going to be a part of that touring company of Cats. So this means that while I'm touring the country with Cats, I'm also going to be touring the country with Bloom and Grow Radio. Oh my gosh. When I say it out loud, I'm still like in disbelief. I'm so freaking excited. So this means that I'm going to have live podcast tapings and live events in cities hopefully near you. So I'm currently in talks trying to iron out some details for events in LA, Seattle, and San Diego. But the tour is coming to a lot of other cities like Denver, Tucson, Austin, Fayetteville, Durham, Cincinnati, Philly, Kansas, Chicago, a whole lot of cities. You can check out our tour itinerary online. So if you happen to live in any of those cities and you want to help me coordinate an event, please write me. I've already had some listeners reach out to me that are helping me, being my little plant friend, elves, magical helpers in these cities. I really appreciate it. So let me know. And if you're a plant shop in one of those cities and you would like to sponsor and host a live taping of the show, also write me. Maybe we can work together. So I'm so excited for this opportunity to both sing and get to you, connect with you in real life. Guys, hashtag plant friends in real life is going to be so real in 2019. So I'm super excited. So make sure that you're following me on Instagram for more updates about those live events. And obviously keep tuning into the show as I'll be letting you know about them on the episodes. Also, if you end up seeing Cats in your city, or if you end up taking your kids to see Cats, make sure I know. I'd love to give you a hug at the stage door if that's possible. So last but not least, I want to get you guys more involved in this season of episodes. I was so moved by our Mother's Day episode last year, for those of you who listened, which was having several listeners call in and tell stories about their planty mothers' stories, their relationship with their mothers and plants. And it really ended up being an incredibly touching episode. And I loved hearing from you. So I want to do another crowdsourced episode next month. So this means that there is going to be an episode called Plant Fail Lessons, and my guests are going to be you guys. So I want to know about a type of plant fail that you have had in your plant parenthood journey and the lesson that that plant fail taught you and how it actually made you a better plant parent. So for example, for me, my plant fail I used to do time and time again, and how I would kill all my succulents was by like essentially drowning them in pots with no drainage. But after I figured out that succulents need drainage and like direct sunlight, which now is feels so obvious to me, but at that point in my life, I didn't know. Now I actually have committed to only getting pots with drainage or figuring out how to drill my own drainage holes in my pots, and my plants are very thankful for it. So everyone was a winner at the end of that plant fail lesson. So I want to hear yours. I'm sure we all have plant fail lessons that have helped us bloom and grow. Or if you just have a hilarious plant fail that you just want to share with the community because it's funny, I'd love to hear that too. So the way that these submissions are going to work is very simple. It's the same way that we did the Mother's Day episode. I have a Google Voice number, which is 267-478-2521. It's going to be linked in the show notes for this episode. All you have to do is call in and leave your message that you want the community to hear on an episode after the beep. So the message can be max 3 minutes long. That's as long as Google Voice lets you leave a message for. It'll cut the message off at the end. So I would suggest jotting down the bullet points that you want to share, or maybe even writing your story out ahead of time so you can stay concise after the beep beeps, just so you don't kind of like run into that 3 minute mark mid-sentence. And if for some reason you need more than 3 minutes, you can actually just leave two messages back to back, and I'll splice them together. So I'm really excited about this episode. I hope you all call in. I love the idea for the opportunity for us to learn from each other. So call in, share your stories. The deadline for these submissions is going to be February 12th. And depending on how many submissions we get, we'll see how many people can actually make it to air. But if this episode is a success and I get a lot of listeners calling in, I will probably turn it into a recurring series. So call in and share your stories with me. I'll also be posting about it on Instagram, and I'll have the Google Voice number on Instagram as well. So go ahead and follow me over there at Bloom and Grow Radio. Okay, plant friends, that's all I got for you today. No actual episode, just all of the announcements and updates ahead of time, because we will just dive right into it in February when the first episode of season 3 goes live. I am just so excited for what 2019 is going to bring, what these travels are going to bring. I'm going to do some really cool, hopefully, botanical garden interviews around the country. And if you guys have ideas of how I can travel with plants, I can't decide if I want to like be traveling a plant at the theaters with me, or if you have fun travel-themed plant ideas or site-specific, city-specific ideas, I want to hear from you. I want to make the most out of this opportunity. So I'm just so thrilled to be on this journey with you, plant friends, and to be able to have these incredible conversations with all of these incredible guests that educate, inspire, and empower all of us to grow the urban jungles of our dreams. I will see you in season 3, and even more excited, maybe I'll see you in real life in a city near you with Bloom and Grow on the road. Until then, keep blooming and keep growing. Plant friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're making sure you're subscribed, why don't you head on over to the review section of whatever podcast player you're tuning into and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. If you want to join the Bloom and Grow Garden Club, head over to bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club to join the planty fun. When you join, you get a free download of the Keep Blooming print that Molly Mansfield made exclusively for us, and you will also get an email with the password to the private Facebook group, which is what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It is pretty amazing. For behind-the-scenes scoop, plant tips I learn along the way, and sneak peeks of future episodes, follow me on Instagram at @bloomandgrowradio. And plant friends, I'm here for you, so drop me a line if you have an idea for an episode, live event, or maybe if you're a planty business looking to sponsor the show. I am always here to help you keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, plant friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up, so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya, and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.